Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, something horrible has happened. We're at Shooters here. That's the good news. It's the great news, as a matter of fact. People saddled up to the bar watching basketball, hitting golf balls, eating great food, great company. Our friend Dr. Kornfetter, and we have Jeff Hathorn in just a moment here from Greensboro. He heard me call Folsy Nader, and he thought he heard a Ralph in there. So it's gone from Folsy to Folsinator to Nader.
You definitely called him Nadine once today.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
For sure. But then I'm informed that we have a texter to the show who thinks that I'm harming Folsy's career by calling him Folsy. Do you agree with that? Is that a career hurter?
I don't think you're hurting Folsy's career. I think you're making him a legend.
Kornfetter, where would you come down on that?
I don't think he's going to be Folsy in 20 to 30 years, so he's going to have to rebrand and remarket.
Sure.
But I think that you're helping him a lot now. You're giving him something to hold on. That's why I love a Kornfetter, if you will. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to play the
thing,
game.
Right. The same thing has happened with you. You've become known around the office and in the world at large as Dr. Kornfetter, yes?
Yeah, I was just checking out at Giant Eagle, and they're like, Dr. Kornfetter, would you like me to put it on your tab?
Right.
Dr. Kornfetter.
Folsy, would you care to weigh in here? If you feel like I'm in any way holding you back or harming you, I will cease calling you Folsy.
No, I pointed that out to you because I thought it was funny. I thought we could just, you know, laugh at it together. The guy was clearly more angry about it than I have ever been. So it's just, you know. He called you a special kind of jerk, which is...
You just don't...
He called me a special kind of
you
jerk,
You just
Ron.
Don't want to be called Nadine.
Nadine. We'll
yeah, Nadine
take that one
is,
off the
yeah,
board.
Yeah, that one. I will
now,
put my
Ralph
foot
Nader,
down on that one.
Are we headed toward just Ralph? Would that be a better name, Ron? For Folsy, do you ever read Runaway Ralph about the little mouse who got on a motorcycle?
I never did.
He got on a motorcycle and ran away from his family. You ever read that, Folsy?
I never did.
No. I don't know if
All
I
right,
want to be associated with Ralph Nader either.
Yeah, you
Didn't
might not
that guy lose
be.
A lot?
I don't know. I don't barely even know who he was. Let's go to Jeff Hathorn.
You know who he is.
Everybody knows who Jeff Hathorn is. He's in Greensboro, and he's getting ready for Pitt and Iowa State. Jeff's on the Nemacolin fan hotline. Nemacolin around every corner creates real-life magic for guests. All right, Jeff, first thing, Federico, is he in or out today? What's your gut feel, or you may know something?
We don't know anything yet. The morning little walkthrough they did was closed, so we'll know when he walks out onto the court. You know whether A that he's dressed and B what kind of level he'll be playing at. Jeff Cable said he was hopeful that he would be able to play, but he needed to see how he was. And I think this is a fairly legitimate. Cable's been pretty upfront with injuries for a college coach at least, so I do believe him in that. You know they've got a kind of see how he's feeling right about now and see if he'll be able to go, and we'll see. Because you want him to, it's not like you're going to take a spot where you have to healthy scratch somebody. So he might even dress, and even if he can give them a couple of minutes, that would be big today.
What's the mood down there, Jeff? A lot of Pitt people down there back making the trip back to Greensboro like you did, right?
It's nice pulling in the parking lot in the fan van and getting waves. Instead of other things.
Instead of having the Cleveland people throwing the bird at you.
Exactly. So that's been nice. There's been a lot of Pitt people that have been waving, and I wave back and, you know, get thumbs up. And they love you guys. So, you know, that's
cool.
But yeah,
they do.
They're, you know,
I'll bet they
here
do.
They are. Who would have thought you know, after what happened against Duke, that they would be back in this building with a chance to face, you know, one of the greatest players in basketball, in their basketball history, in the next round if they were able to get past Iowa State. I mean, the whole thing has just been, when you look back at this season, it's just been kind of, it's almost like, are we all dreaming that Pitt's in the NCAA tournament, and that if they were to win this game, they probably would face Sean Miller? I mean, it's weird.
Well, I was just asking Ron, and I tend to agree with him, whether he thinks going back to Greensboro because of the trauma of their last game there is a good thing or a bad thing. He said good, and I agree. I mean, I think there's something to be said for being familiar with a court, with the baskets, things like that when you're a shooter. I like that they're in Greensboro. You?
Yeah, I don't have an issue, and I don't think it, like, playing Duke here had anything to do with here. It had everything to do with Duke, not much to do with this building. But, you know, they did win a game here in the ACC tournament, and maybe they walk out and feel like they've got some unfinished business. But I agree with you. As opposed to being shipped out to Sacramento, where you have to have some long flight after a play-in round, and then, you know, play out there at some unfamiliar place that no one's heard of. Now you're in Jamarius Burton's, you know, backyard from where he grew up.
Yeah.
You're in a place that you
backyard.
Know. Yeah, and I think it's a really good situation for them. You know, playing that first round stunk, having to have that extra game, but I think you get a little momentum from that. You come in here, yeah. and if you're able to get a little bit of Federico, I feel good about this matchup.
Jeff, one of the sidebars of this is Henson spending the last 2 years at Iowa State, never played in a game, and I guess yesterday he didn't want to talk about his time at Iowa State. What do you make of all that?
Yeah, those answers were short, and Jeff Capel didn't want to elaborate or give reasons for why he didn't play. It's bizarre. I mean, Henson's a strong personality, and it's worked well with this team and this coaching staff. I don't know why he didn't play. Everybody has been quiet about it. I love the one response where he said, you know, do you keep in touch with anybody there?
No.
And it was just a simple no. And then nothing else. I'm sure, listen, Blake likes to use motivation from anything. I'm sure he is going to be fired up to play this group. Whatever happened, transpired when he was at Iowa State, I'm sure this will be a big game for him. Not that it will be easy against Iowa State, but it's not a team that, you know, that runs away and hides from a scoring aspect. They'll be challenged defensively, but I think this is a team Pitt can beat.
Elaborate on that a little, Jeff. You said in an earlier answer you like the matchup here. Why?
I think Pitt would struggle against a superior offensive team because defensively, you know, that's not their strength. And even though this team rebounds and can play defense, they struggle a little bit defending the three. They're a lot better interior defense. Well, Pitt doesn't do a lot in the interior, especially if Fetty's not playing. So if their weakness is on the outside, and then conversely on the other side, they have two players that score in double figures. They can balance out their scoring. Maybe you worry about some guy who's averaging six dropping 17, but I think I just have a Pitt fan running up and knocking on the window here of the vehicle, holding a Pitt flag and waving it. But I think because of that matchup and where there is a weakness with Iowa State and that they aren't an elite offensive team, I think that plays into a good matchup for Pitt.
Jeff, you followed to some degree both West Virginia and Penn State. What did you think about West Virginia's heartbreak and Penn State just kicking Texas A&M's ass last night?
Yeah, good for Shrewsbury's done an amazing job with Penn State, bringing a kid from Siena, I believe, and he's tearing up the league, second-team All-American. Good for them. They hadn't won an NCAA game since 2001. I mean, we've been talking about since 2014. It had been since 2001 for Penn State fans, and they just play an up-tempo, like, I could see why people get energized and want to play for Shrewsbury and why it's going to be tough for Penn State to keep them. For West Virginia, man, they jumped out to that lead, and it looked like, okay, Big Ten's a fraud. Maryland shouldn't have been in there. West Virginia's wiping them up. And then they just, it's the inconsistency that they've shown all year. They show flashes of being a really good team. And I think they came into the tournament thinking, well, it was just exasperated by being in that conference. Well, we found out that in the tournament too, those inconsistencies killed them. I mean, they've got some talent, but they're not quite back to where they once were. And you show any weakness in a tournament, a team will exploit, especially a pretty good young coach in Kevin Willard.
We have not heard from Crowley. We're a little worried about him. He took the loss hard.
Yeah, that was bad. I mean, I had them going on. I don't know about you guys. Joe,
yeah,
is it true, by the
yeah,
way?
Yeah, me too.
Is it true that you were big on FU?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Yes, I was.
He was one of the two of us picked Furman to beat Virginia yesterday.
Yes, I did.
But don't ask him who he had going to one of his final four slots.
Arizona. But speaking of this, yeah.
Joe, speaking I had them in the Elite Eight.
I know. I went 13-3, but I lost a Final Four team. I'd rather go 6-7 and keep one. How about the Fighting Sean Millers here? I've been reading about Kennesaw State. Some people think they have a real chance to win that game. What are people saying down there? Are they just assuming Xavier will be in the next round?
They're down two, Kennesaw, with 5.5 to go. They're hanging in the first half. They're hanging in there against Sean.
Holy bird milk. I didn't even know the game was on run.
Now they just hit a three to go ahead of Sean.
They're ahead.
Wow. You know, you let those teams, as Arizona found out and Virginia found out, you let those teams hang around and, you know, they need to hit a shot at the end, and they do. I know there's been a lot of love for Kennesaw. I love what Sean Miller has done with Xavier this year. I mean, people questioned him for all the stuff that went on in Arizona. Like, well, maybe the guy can't coach. Maybe it was all smoke and mirrors. He went back to his alma mater, went back to his first head coaching job and just killed it there. I have tons of respect for Sean, the coach. And I want to say Xavier's going to pull this out, but I never would have seen. I mean, I'm not as good as you, Joe. I wouldn't have seen Virginia losing in that first day either.
I told Ron, I didn't know a player on
either
team.
No one is as good as Joe.
By the way.
You know, we are out at Shooters today, Joe's personal paradise. Guess who we ran into out here? He came walking through, and guess who we saw, Jeff?
Oh, man, golf. Ben?
Nope.
David DeCastro.
He's a golfer.
He is. He's just starting.
Yep. He's a Frisbee golfer. He loves that.
Well, but no one out of Stanford ever could play golf.
He came on with us for a minute, and we had a nice little chat, didn't we, Joe?
We did. I forgot. That's Tiger's old school.
That is. By the way, did he know about Herbig's love for DeCast for him and how much they used to watch him in the weight room?
I don't know if he even knows who that guy is, but we played it when he was walking out. We were in a break, and Folsey played it for him, and he goes, "That's nice." He got a little grin on his face.
Yeah, he liked that.
He liked it. That's nice. I'll bet you he doesn't even know who that kid is.
Yeah, he doesn't really follow football
anymore. He said
anymore.
He doesn't watch football.
You know, it's interesting.
Jeff.
He hangs out with Al, and anything but football, I think, probably fits both of their lives right now.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. They are into literally anything but football with their lives now, including golf. Maybe we'll run into Big Dave on the golf course.
Jeff, I have to admit, it was a little embarrassing.
Yeah, it was
Joe
awkward.
Like begged him to play golf with him.
And he said yes.
He said it when he was walking by us the first time and then by it the second time. David, is it okay if we play golf? I'll text you, David. Can we play some golf? He was begging, Jeff. It was embarrassing.
Well, maybe he's just trying to find the right course, and then he'll call you.
I think he will.
I'd tell Joe not to wait by his phone. How about that?
Jeff, would you like to say goodbye to Dr. Kornfetter or exchange any pleasantries with him whatsoever? Perhaps you could start this off, Kornfetter.
How's your time in Greensboro going, Jeff?
Oh, it is spectacular.
Now that's a penetrating question, Jeff.
It is spectacular. Kornfetter, you are in good hands, boys. With Kornfetter. Let me just say that.
I know
we
are.
He does a nice job.
I know we are. He's
a
hell of a man.
I didn't spend 6 years getting my doctorate for no reason.
He's trying to get Maddie's job, and Maddie's a little defensive about it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, boys.
Have fun. How about this Kennesaw State, huh?
Tied.
Can you imagine?
They're up two with four to go. First
Can you imagine if it's Pitt-Penn State? We're getting ahead of ourselves, but it doesn't seem that unrealistic the way this tournament's going.
Well,
and with these matchups.
Pitt, if Kennesaw State wins this game and Pitt beats Iowa State, I'll really like their chance. I don't think Penn State has much chance against Texas.
Really?
Texas.
I've seen both those teams
Texas
lately.
Texas is pretty good.
So is Penn State,
okay,
man.
Okay.
They just played Purdue to the buzzer in
the
Big Ten title game.
Purdue. I think they were bad the last couple weeks of the season.
I really like Penn State. I think that's going to be a good game, a
close game.
Purdue has
that 7'4" monster.
Yeah, they do. Well, speaking of DeCastro, yes, he stopped by, and we figured people would love to hear that conversation again. It was nearly 4 hours ago that it happened, and we're going to play it for you next. It was really fun to catch up with a Steelers great and a great guy from that locker room. We had a lot of fun talking to him, so we're going to replay that little catch-up with David DeCastro. Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We're going to do our pit predictions coming up here, keeping a close eye on a lot of these scores. In fact, Ron, do you have some of these scores in front of you right now?
I do.
Perhaps we could combine on this.
There's only two games going on so far. Michigan State just starting the second half, leading USC 36-34.
Yep.
And a two-point lead for Kennesaw State late in the first half.
That's your tournament.
Xavier.
That's your tournament scoreboard brought to you by Redbeard's Bar and Grill. Catch all of the hoops action at Redbeard's. And then, Ron, we should really do our social media loser right now. That's always a big moment in the show. Usually when we don't have an option, we just go with Mulsey. It's always a safe one. Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at Awaken 180.
Anyone,
you got a candidate?
Anyone ripping you for losing on Arizona?
No, I haven't seen anybody doing that. There was a guy who
People like to just rip you
period.
Anyway.
Yeah, they like that. Let's just do the whole social.
The whole group.
Yeah, the whole Twitter group that hates me.
We don't have time to go down the list.
No, that would take perhaps days.
Forever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.